ripe. Outside, the light dwindles too rapidly. I feel my own thoughts swirling, trying to find a thesis statement. In weeks, the trees have purged the last of their outfits. The neighbor's house peeks through, red car in the driveway, an overturned kayak in the stubbled yard. On my lap, the cat turns into an apostrophe, falls into the kind of sleep I can only dream about. What I've been trying to say in all my conversations is, let's take better care of each other, or put another way, what is the shape of your particular sadness, and how can we live with such thin skin and still love what is disappearing, taste it in our mouths, ripe as a pear? Instead, someone offers tea, ginger biscuits. We sit open-palmed, not quite looking at each other.